Welcome to another episode of Meredith with a Y. I am your host, Meredith Willits, and today we have the beautiful and smart and talented Jennifer Steinhagen, and I'm so excited to share her with all of you and her very famous and amazing Instagram account, Bookin' a Chai, so stay with us. Hello, everyone. This is Meredith with a Y, and I am your host, Meredith Willits. Today, we are going to go deep, changing lives, and I am giving you the keys to the castle. Jennifer, thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited to talk to you today.
Hello. Thank you. That was a banger right there. I like that music.
I know, right? I picked that out myself. And every time I hear it, I get dumbly excited. It's stupid. So thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited to talk to you. You were just on the cover of our magazine here. And that was exciting to see. You are blowing up in every respect. And I'm excited to talk to all the ladies and men and everything about where you've been and where you're going.
Yeah, it's been kind of crazy.
Right? Yeah. So we kind of like talked before hitting go live. And, you know, I just want to kind of bring everyone up to speed who doesn't know you. Like, what is Bookin' a Chai? How do we get here? And like, what's it all about?
So Bookin' a Chai is a book review site. That's how it started. And it has morphed into truly curating a reader's lifestyle. It went from, these are the books I like, here's what you should know, to this is the favorite throw that I use, and these are the glasses that I love, and the reader lifestyle just encompasses comfy, cozy. And I thought, let's just do more than just the books, because we're doing more than just books. We have lives. So I thought, let's figure out great places to read. Let's go to cool bookstores in cities that I visit. Let's do as much as possible with this platform. And that's where it's kind of developed into.
I love that, because there is a vibe, right? And that word is so often used right now because it is true. And so a vibe is basically another word for frequency. Mm-hmm. And so there is a frequency that is the reader. It's someone that does love, you know, either the tactile of a book and a bookstore and being surrounded by books. And what does that energy look like? Is it a throw? Is it a corner? Is it a, you know, a place in your house with a certain reading light? Mm-hmm. And so that's what I love so much about what you're doing, is you're like, hey, this is what I have found, either super expensive or super like medium or very much on the cheap. Yeah. I love this. And if I love this and you like this book that I'm reading every single month, maybe you'll also like this. And this is where I found it. So go check it out. I think that's brilliant.
I did this entire series and I had so much fun, but it was find the perfect book reading chair. And I was going to like regular furniture stores like Macy's. And then I like going to consignment. So I did like Divine Consign, and I was looking at the place in Hinsdale, and I would go to the store and I would sit in them and I would like test it out. And I'd bring my daughter with me and she'd take pictures. And I started posting this on my stories, and I could not believe how into it people were. I mean, just, you should totally do this. And have you looked there? And I mean, I think you really need to think about like getting an ottoman. And just, it followed a journey, right? It told a story. It followed a journey. At one point I was going to get a chair, and I think everybody really came with me with finding the chair. And I thought, oh, this could be fun. We could do this for all kinds of things then. Because readers really love where they read, and we have little nooks, and there might be several places, or it might be one specific place, and we sort of want to make it perfect. And it's fun. It's fun to do that. And it's fun to talk about it, and it's pretty harmless. And I had a great time doing it. So that was a moment where I was like, oh, I'm going to do more like this. This was a good time, you know, and letting people vote and letting people talk about it. And then I found the most ridiculous pictures on Pinterest where it was like reading Nook and be the most uncomfortable thing you've ever seen in your entire
life. You've never read a book in your life. You've don't never, even talk to me.
Or it'd be like this lady sitting there lounging back and she's wearing high heels. And it's like, you're not reading in high heels. No one's reading in high heels, you know? And so kind of poking fun at what some people think it looks like to read was a lot of fun too. And that's more me, you know?
Yeah, I love that. And you know what's so cool is when you're talking about this, is what I want people to hear, even if they're not into books, even if that's not their thing. Mm-hmm. I want you to hear what she's saying is that when you talk about something that's important to you and you speak from the heart and you speak from your soul, people out there will resonate with that when you're true to yourself. You know, like you said, I could spot from a mile away a Pinterest board that this person has never read a book in their life and that like those are not their people. That's not their MO is to be talking on this. Go find your high heel people and talk to them about high heels. Yeah. And that's okay too. It's not a less than situation.
Right.
But at the same time, like I love the fact that you really found, you found your voice with books in a very like specialized way that people are resonating with that to the tune of going from how many followers to how many followers in literal months. Cause I mean, we sat down and chatted.
Yeah.
God, it was not that long ago.
No. But it was so helpful to talk to you. Holy cow. You just opened my eyes so much to what, and not as much like you didn't tell me what to do, which is what I love about you. You made me think about what I wanted to do and put that into practice. And I hadn't let myself get that far, right? I hadn't let myself think it would be, it could be something. Right. And as soon as I allowed myself to think about that, it did. And it was just crazy. It was a couple of reels that connected and Instagram took and pushed out there. And I think people found me and luckily they stayed because they liked what I was doing and they have the same kind of lives or they wanted to read more or they wanted to chill more or they thought I was funny or they thought I was silly or whatever it was, they stayed. And that happened in a small period of time. And then I had to collect and go, oh, okay, well, what am I going to do? Right. What now I felt like I have these people and I'm sure you feel this way too. I have these people like I need to read still and I need to come up with new ideas and, but also not just for them, but also for me. Like I want to do things that I like and that I enjoy. So I started doing like the puzzle stuff and I got this dumb puzzle table that I'm so obsessed with. And I talk about it all the time. And I get so many comments and messages about people and their puzzle tables. And I love it. I think like deep down, maybe I'm a 69-70-year-old lady, just, you know, at home with my puzzles and my cats and my books. And that's just who I am. And I'm fine with it.
Or maybe we accept, or maybe 69 and 70 year olds finally start talking about their puzzle tables and hide that part of themselves when they're in their 50s.
Yeah.
And like they seem like they just don't have any friends and they've really had friends this whole time. They just happen to be books and puzzle tables.
Yeah. No, you know I have a friend who comes over and we do puzzles together and we laugh the whole time that we're sitting there chit-chatting away and working on a puzzle.
Yeah. I mean, and I think that that's like such an important part of the conversation because I started to realize that when I make material that I would want to hear or that I would be interested or that I need to hear, right? And I think that that's so important is that, you know, going from, I don't want to, you know, speak for you, but going from maybe thinking that you had to produce certain types and stay inside of a box or in parameters or in parentheses because you were seen as, quote, this person. Mm-hmm. And then you and I sat down and you were like, I said, dude, like, you're you. Like, bring all of you to the table. all the parts. And like, then people are going to see this amazing, authentic, and you're going to have more fun with it. And it's going to be more real, and it's going to be more balls to the wall. Like, stop listening. Stop thinking you're listening to your people, because your people aren't even here yet.
Yeah.
And so when you're true to yourself, anyone out there that's listening, like, she's literally the poster child of saying, I'm going to be unapologetically me. Mm-hmm. And then look what happened. I mean, you blew up tens of thousands of people resonating with your message in a very short amount of time. And I need everyone out there to understand how impossible it is to get followers on Instagram.
Yeah.
It's not hard. It's impossible. Yeah. It is so damn difficult to even get one follower. Mm-hmm. How many did you get? Like 50,000?
I mean, it went from, I would say it went from like 4 to 50 in a few days. And I distinctly remember it. I was at a White Sox game, and I was sitting there and I was staring at the numbers going, this is going to stop. And then because I'm me, I'm thinking, and then they're all going to unfollow me tomorrow.
Listen to this, guys. This is what imposter syndrome sounds and looks like. Yeah.
This will all go tomorrow. I should really screenshot it now.
Right. Right.
And I just kept watching it, and it couldn't even keep up. Mm-hmm. Like it couldn't show me what was happening. And it was crazy. And I try not to read too much into that, other than I found something that connected, but it connected with me too. Yeah. And it was wild. And then, you know, Instagram, once you get something, it's easier to kind of keep it going. Yeah. You know, you have all these followers now, they reshare you. And I'll have a lot of people who I like in the comments, it'll be like, you know, at Peggy Johnson, this is the girl I was telling you about. Yep. So, you know, the more people who talk about you and they talk about the site, the more it gets bigger and it spreads. And they're only coming if they're interested now. And that's what I like. Like, I lose people all the time too, but I gain people, and I'll have people go, oh my God, I just found this. This is a happy little place of the internet that I wanted to find. And I'm like, perfect. That's what I want to be. I want to be a happy. I don't post negative reviews, which is different than some counterparts of mine. I'm here for what I think you could read or should read, or what I enjoyed. I'm not here to tell you what I didn't enjoy. I'm not going to, there's so many easy top 5 books that I hated, you know, and those just get such easy clickbait, and they're so lazy. And you're not going to find that with me. I decided that a while ago. I'm not going to put that energy out there. These authors have spent a lot of time and have put a lot of heart and a lot of effort into these books. Just because I didn't like it, I don't want to affect someone else who that might be their favorite book of last year. So go to Goodreads, go wherever you want to look at reviews. I'm not going to promote it with this. I'm not going to promote it. I'm going to talk about things that I like. Yeah. And that was a shift that I made when I started to get more followers, is, ooh, it doesn't feel good to put that out there, because maybe I just read too many romances in a row and I could see what was going to happen. I mean, somebody who reads one book a month or a year didn't see that coming, and they thought it was beautiful and they loved it. So why am I going to take that away from them because I didn't like it? So I've been careful with that, and I'm happy and I feel good about that. Yeah. And that makes me a little different than everybody else, because some people are like, well, I don't care. If I didn't like it, you're going to know. And I'm a review site and I want you to know that I didn't like it. And I'm like, I don't, I'm just going to put out there what I did like.
You know, it's funny as well. You're talking about that. I'm seeing like, and that's why it is a safe space that you've curated, because people are not being kind of fed, you know, the catalyst inside of them that ticks is not negativity.
Yeah.
Right. So like when you just said the word clickbait, you're clickbaiting people who thrive on the negative.
Yeah.
And so you're kind of like kind of keeping those people away, so to speak, and just you're you know what I mean? So you're literally curating your fan base as to people that are thriving on the positive.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, because like to me, where I'm at in my life right now, I don't want to hear complaining. I don't want to hear negativity. It just, it messes up my whole like frequency and it messes. Slime, right?
Yeah.
And so like, I don't want to go there and watch people argue about books. I want to go there and just see like, what's the good one. And you've got some amazing content of like your top five summer reads, your top five winter reads, your top
spring like break.
Like spring break. And I think
romances.
That, and people want that. Like there's so many books right now. There's so much to comb through. And that's the other thing that I'm seeing in my head too, is once someone resonates with you, and I don't know if you guys out there listening, my husband and I always say there's this one TV show that Sunny in Philadelphia. And Sunny in Philadelphia, either you like it or you don't like it. And that will let me know if you like it. Like, should I listen to anything else that you watch and that you're that person, right? You're campy.
Yeah.
You like kind of like that whole vibe. And so Sunny in Philadelphia is my husband and I's. That's what we say. We're like, do you like Sunny in Philadelphia? Yes. No. Okay. What movies do you like? Or no, we're good. And so when someone resonates with you and what you read, the beauty of that is then it's kind of like, there's a real good chance I'm going to like the other stuff that she's reading too.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, absolutely.
And then I'm going to like her cups and I'm going to like her throws. Like, that's what people don't get is when you do, so many people like myself even, we're afraid of niching down. For myself, it's because I think I'm really ADD and I can't niche down if I tried. But niching down really is helpful.
Yeah.
Because you find your people, you find your frequency in the world, and then you guys can all get together and talk books and comfy and chairs and chais.
Chais, man. Chais.
Do you make your own chai? I have to. We need like.
No, I go to Starbucks. I have my favorite barista, Max. Mm-mm. And I love my chai. I just love it. And I'm not going to not get it. I love it.
People
were giving up stuff for Lent. I'm like, I would never.
Not happening. Mm-mm. I'm not doing it.
Why would deprive myself of something that I enjoy this much?
So is it a cold chai or a hot chai? Where are you
cold
at?
Cold chai, like, even if it's 2 degrees.
It's cold chai, no matter. Light ice or regular ice?
I get extra ice because I don't like to get all the milk. Really, if they could just pump the chai into my vein, I would be fabulous. So I get extra ice so that it's dark. My friend Laura always makes fun of it when she sees it. She'll be like, oh, that's a light one, or that's too dark. And I'm like, I know, I can tell by the way it looks. I'm sorry about her back there. She's, you know, crazy. She makes a lot of cameos in my videos as well.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. So like, okay, so we were talking prior. So let me get out my handy dandy notebook because I had some questions.
Okay.
And of course it disappeared. So let's see here. Okay, so now hold on a second. You are famous. You're Instagram famous, which by the way, you start wondering like, is that person looking at me over there because they know me or because my hair is wacko? So trust me, like this is a whole thing.
Yeah.
My claim to fame.
After the magazine came out, I feel like people looked at me like in town were like,
I think I know you.
Was she just on the cup? Is that her?
Is that her?
Yeah. Well, it's an hour and a half of hair and makeup and someone professionally styled me. So, and you know, what I normally look like isn't.
Oh, I know. Right. Like I walk around
makeup on a Monday for you. That's why I love you. But that is not normally what I do. So I'm sure they're like, I don't know if that's her.
Well, trust me. I went to bed with my hair wet last night because I just wanted to take a hot shower.
Yes.
And the only thing that is done on me is lipstick and my bangs. Like that is the beauty of podcasting. And like this is the back of my hair probably looks like a chicken.
Do you follow that girl who does all the none of my business lists? Mm-mm. And one of her things is she writes lists and they're in the background. I can't think of her name, but she, one of the things is always the back of my hair. It's none of my business.
It's none of my business. I don't know what's happening back here. I can
feel
it. The
front is my business. I don't have, and it's none of my business what's going on back there.
Especially being just like on camera. Like I look, everyone's like, you always look so put together. I'm like here.
Right here.
I'm right. I'm wearing sweatpants and slippers down here. Like, this is here. Okay.
Yeah. Podcasting.
So let's see here. So now that you're, you know, as my kids say, Instagram, I'm TikTok famous. That's how they see me. But
yeah,
now that you're Instagram famous for a while now, what do your kids and your husband think about this? Cause like it is weird to have a mom that's famous, like on social media. Cause that's their thing, right? That's not an our thing. That's a their thing. And you're doing it.
Yeah. I get a lot of, you're not going to post this on Book and a Chai, are you?
Yes.
And I said, I would never. I always will ask your permission. I will always, like, I would never. But my daughter had a bunch of friends over this weekend and they gave her the cutest thing for her birthday. And it was this whole saying, and it had all this candy, like, happy birthday, Jane. We love you too. And then it'd be like a thing of Reese's Pieces. And I was like, this is so cute. And they're like, oh, they all go, oh, it's going on Book and a Chai. And I was like, yeah, because it's like a board with candy. Like, I'm not taking pictures of you guys. But so sometimes they're a little like, well, I don't want it to go on there. And then other times they just think it's funny. Like, my 14-year-old absolutely thinks I'm very cringy most of the time. So, but, you know, I made fun of my parents when I was that age. Like, you're just... Now I'm giving her more to work with.
More ammunition.
Yeah, you more know, ammunition.
That I think too is that I feel like we're showing everyone. Like I just had a conversation with Irene Wood about, I think that you are here to show other women and men and our kids that there's no like final act.
Yeah.
You know, that we're just getting started.
Yeah.
When we have the safety and time, our kids are a little bit more raised, you know, like
a little more independent. Yeah.
A little bit more independent. We're not, you know, sitting there waiting for to bottle feed or crying or whatever. Yeah. They're off at school. We have time to like worry about ourselves, you know, and really spend more time on us again. Mm-hmm. And I think that's so important. Like I've always been a stay-at-home mom and now I do all of this. And I think it's really positive that it's showing my sons what they can do or their partners can do. It's showing my daughters what's possible. And that just because you have a few wrinkles and maybe the number 4 or the number 5 in front of your age doesn't mean that you're supposed to become, whatever and go off in the sunset. Like, no offense, but I have been either pregnant or an actual mom since I was 22 years old.
Yeah.
That's 30 years almost of like not having Meredith and worrying about somebody else or driving or whatever the hell it's been.
Yeah.
And so I think it's so important to say like, look, if you didn't do it then, you could do it now and you could do something different. From this or just from you, you recently started a job at Sourcebooks, which is a very prestigious publisher.
Yes.
Is this tied together? Where did this come from?
So this came very organically from me not being quite fulfilled in the role that I was doing previously. I was either a paralegal or I worked in real estate development. And while it was a good job and while I enjoyed a lot of things about it, it wasn't filling creative needs. So because of that, I did start Book and a Chai as a way to do that, as a way to talk about things that I enjoyed more for fun than anything. I mean, honestly, just more for fun. Like I posted a thread recently of me and my friend Tracy and Jill coming up with the name. Because I was like, okay, I want it to be things that I love. And we were coming up with all these silly names. And it was so fun to go back and look at how it began.
Yeah, I read all that. That was really cute. That was part of your main page or was that a story? I don't remember.
It was main page. I put it on the main page because I'm like, okay, this is too good. I got to keep this up there. Just a text thread of like us coming up with silly names and just being silly and having a good time, because you
and
know,
Irene and I were just Irene and I was just talking about that. Like the fields basically came from like an evening with girlfriends over some wine and like on a napkin, the fields of Michigan was born. Right. And so it's like
amazing.
That's how shit happens though. Yeah. Like you're kind of not fulfilled. You kind of want to get, you know, like do something fun. And then you're kind of bullshitting with your girlfriends and you're throwing it around and spitballing. Like, do not underestimate the power of your girlfriends and spitballing and having fun and throwing things out there. It doesn't have to be. I actually just had a conversation with a woman about this, that every time she talks to her spouse about her dreams, that he gets overwhelmed because he thinks that she's putting demands out into the planet and he feels like stressed.
Yeah.
And I said, I forget which show I was watching, but they said bullshit. And as long as you say bullshit, it was Suits. As long as you say bullshit, anything you say after that is basically your dreams. Right. Yeah. And so like, I think girlfriends, because you're not putting pressure on them, like a spouse, I want an Oompa Loompa. So like, you can just kind of really spitball with girlfriends of ideas without pressuring them. And it's just fun.
Yeah.
Like that's a great place to go. So sorry to interrupt, but I just wanted to.
And that's how it started, but it was 400 and something followers at the time. And I thought, you know what, what I was doing was dream casting books, which was a fun, but it was very niche. Like how many people are going to go follow a dream cast only site?
I don't even know what that means.
I mean, 400 people did. So, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to make this more like a book thing, like just overall book thing, and started there, ended leaving my job. And I had a few months at home and discussed that with, you know, my husband. Everybody was on board, was home, was playing tennis, was with my kids over the summer. It was fabulous to have that time because I hadn't in a very long time. I'd been working full time for a long time. So I took some time. And when I took that time, that's when the thoughts started to come of, what if I did something with books? What if I did something where I really enjoy my job? What if I start to look at that? How would that look? What could that look like? And I had time to do that. And I think that's important. A lot of us don't have the time or make the time to look at these avenues. And all of a sudden, Sourcebooks, the number 6 publisher, is in Naperville. How is that possible? How did I not know this?
Right.
And I started to look at job postings and started to talk to them and found a really good position for me, interviewed and got the job. And I'm still pretty new in it, but I love it. And it was a complete 180 job shift, life shift. And I really, really am happy I did it. So it's still very new. But I also was hoping this, like you were saying earlier about, I want to be able to say, okay, I'm 45 and I just switched my career and that's okay. And I'm going to land on my feet. And I hope I even soar more than before. You know, I hope I'm able to do even more. And just because, and my best friend was the one who said this to me. She was like, we still have a long time to work. Like this isn't, you know, we're not about to retire. So if you want to switch jobs, let's go. Let's do this. Start now. Why wait? You know? And I had a lot of support like that. And from my husband as well, a lot of support like that of just, okay, why don't you try this out and see if that's something that works for you and that works for us as a family. And so far it has, and it's awesome. So I'm able to still do Book and a Chai, but I'm also able to work full time, which I like working. I enjoy it. So, and I really like this job. So.
Well, this is like what they talk about, like follow your passion and the money will come. Mm-hmm. Like even if the money doesn't necessarily come from Book and Chai, it's going to come from the next thing. This is like when I talk about stop doing shit that you hate.
Yeah.
Because the more that you do shit that you hate, the more shit that you hate will show up. And the more you do stuff that you love, the more stuff that you love will show up. Like you get in line with your frequency and what it is that you want to bring more to your life.
Yeah.
And more will come. And so it's like, you stood and got out of the thing you didn't want to do. You started doing the thing you wanted to do, spending time with your kids, reading, mm-hmm. being at home, thinking yep. about you and what you want. And yep. granted, this is coming from a privileged space where you yes. could quit your job, right? We yes. all like are very aware of that.
Yes, I'm very
But at lucky. The same time, like I've started so I don't have a bathtub. And it's like my number one thing. I love taking a bath.
I love taking baths.
I love taking a bath. I am a bathtub girl.
Yeah.
I am a nighttime, cold outside bathtub girl. End of yes. the day, cold to your bones. Go get in a hot bath, even if it's for 20 minutes just to warm up. That yes. is who I am as a person deep down. Well, we have one of those extra large showers that me and 32 people could be in for absolutely no reason.
Right. Yeah.
And so I've started to say to everyone, I'm going home to take a bath. Mm. And my family looks at me and they're like, well, we don't have a bathtub.
Yeah, I can do that.
But my
yeah.
kids have one, right? And yeah. There's no way in hell I would go in there. Even after it was clean, there's not, yeah. it's not happening.
Even that day it gets
even
clean.
Even that no? day, okay. I'm not, yeah, I'm still not going to do it. But I started to say, but this is manifestation, right? Like yeah. this is manifestation. So you raise your frequency by stop doing the thing that you don't want to do anymore to start kind of like figuring out what it is that you actually want to do and thinking about how you want to spend your time. And then you start spending your time that way. And then, and then, yeah. and then, and then. This is manifestation.
Yeah.
In the sense that people think that like, if you're like, well, I want to manifest a car doesn't drive up in your driveway, park, and the person leaves keys in it. Yeah. Manifestation happens like, oh, and there's a publisher in Naperville. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to apply for jobs.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. That's yeah. how it actually plays out, is that you have to be an active participant
yes.
in manifestation.
Right.
But being inside of the place of saying yes and being inside of the place of following your dreams and having an open heart and doing things that you like, mm-hmm. these ideas come into your head mm-hmm. when you are inside of that frequency. And then you think this, and then you send that email, and then your friend brings up this, and then all of a sudden you're doing actually what you enjoy doing. Mm-hmm. And they're all stepping stones, and you yeah. just pay attention and you say yes to the stepping stone instead of going, oh, that's stupid. No one's yeah. going to care. No one's yeah. going to like, no, you just keep going with it. And if it feels yeah. good, you keep going with it. And so I yeah. love the fact that you like heeded that call. And it's the thing I love about our conversation is that all of this has happened so fast mm-hmm. that your story is such an amazing example of what this looks like in real time. Like, yeah. right. I mean, like, it was yeah. like, not really sure. Like, I don't know what people think. I'm not yeah. just gonna. And yeah. I sat across the couch from you and I'm like, no, screw that. Just do you. Yeah. Like, just do you, do you, do you, do you. And people will follow. Do you just keep doing mm-hmm. you. And yep. I hope that more people can see what's happening here, because like you said, you went from real estate to books. You didn't go back to college for that. Like, you're yeah. like, we're here because you're yeah. really good at it, and it's just going to continue to grow. If someone wants to, and they're following you, you have a link tree on your Instagram page, and that's mm-hmm. Book and a Chai. This will yeah. all be in the show notes. Yep. And from there, they can find your Like to Know It. They can find your Amazon storefront that has mm-hmm. all the stuff that you
all
like.
The stuff. Yep. All the everything, top five romances, okay. you know, our top five of January, my top 15 of last year. That okay. was a big, you know, people love the lists at the end of the year to see what yeah. to read next year. And I really spent a lot of time on that. So that was cool. But also,
well, how do you get all this in? Like, who the hell can read this many books?
You know, I go through phases, and I was just saying to a friend of mine yesterday, I've been in a not book phase this week where I usually read at night and mm. I don't watch tons and tons of TV. If I have a good show going, I'm screwed, but like most of the time I don't. So I will read at night, and I usually probably read between 1 and 2 hours at night, but I would say the last week I've been doing like 20 minutes, not because of the book. It was a great book. I just wasn't in the space for it. Mm-hmm. But I go through phases like that where then something will get me and I'll finish three books in a weekend.
Oh, wow.
So it just, it depends. And I try to let myself follow that. I'm not going to force it. I definitely, a big phrase in the book world is the DNF, the do not finish. And I've gotten more and more comfortable with that. Like reading something for, I would say 50 to maybe 100, maybe 75 pages and going,
no. Yeah, I'm out.
Because I've pushed through too many of those and gotten to the end and been like, how did I stay for that? You know?
Right.
So I'm like, no, I think I know between 50 and 75, whether or not this is going to be something I can get into. But there's a lot of great books out there. And
you're not afraid to listen. Like everyone, yeah. She also listens. She doesn't yeah. just read. Like you will yeah. listen in the car.
Yep.
You're going to
listen
ingest.
In the car, listen on a walk. A lot of my girlfriends listen when they're making dinner or when they're folding laundry. And I know that's how a lot of people ingest podcasts too. And I think yeah. that's also really great. Like just pop those earbuds in. And now I get it when sometimes I want quiet. And I think there are a lot of people who want quiet. And sometimes yeah. when I'm doing laundry, that is my quiet.
yeah.
But I also, if I've got a good book going, I know I'm going to be folding laundry for 20 minutes. Pop them in.
Right. And that's like some chapter right there. Yeah. Before I let you go,
okay.
I said, we have to do a, like the Jennifer Steinhagen yeah. number one. You have to read this book. If you do nothing else in life, if you never read another book, if you've never read a book since you graduated school, what's that book? I gotta know.
The Wishing Game by Meg Schaefer. It's a pen name. That's not her real name, but it is like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, mystical, but meets present day. And it is just a love letter to readers. And I have no other way to explain it. I loved it. I've read it like five times. I talked about it. It was my favorite book of 2023.
Wow.
Loved
all
it.
Right.
Loved it.
So we're all getting ready for spring break.
Yeah.
Go to Book and a Chai. Find out her tops because she's got yeah. the best top five lists of romance and, you know, all the things. You're going to get all of your reading. Do her a solid and go buy them from yep. her Amazon shopping page because she's sure. done all the heavy lifting so yep. that you don't go buy the stupid books that are, you know, top whatever New York Times bestsellers that are actual garbage. She's yep. actually doing the work for you. So yep. please go through her Amazon or LTK and buy them by way of her links. You can just literally go in there and click, 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 and you'll have them by this week for spring
easy.
Break.
Yep.
Nice and easy. Like she's yep. done the work for us. So.
And join yeah. the book club. I started a book club.
You started, you know what? That's so funny. I was going to ask you if you
started an online book club and it has been a ton of fun. And we've been picking, I've been picking or I've been letting the audience pick every once in a while too. But if I have something I'm really excited about, I'm going to pick.
Yeah.
And we pick a book a month and then we set an online date and we just do a chat about it in Instagram. It's free. I mean, it's easy. And I set up some questions and we talk about it and it's been a lot of fun. And I've had a lot of people reach out to me going, I want to join book clubs. I don't know of any in my town, which yeah. makes me sad. I wish there was a better way for people to find book clubs in their towns. But I'm like, here, join the online one. I'm here. Yeah. I'm reading this. Let's talk about it. I know what it's like to want to connect with people who are reading the same thing you're reading. Like you finish a good book and you're like, who else read this? I must talk about it right now. So the online book club has been a new thing for me, probably the last 5 months or so. And I think it's been good. I really like it.
I love that. And you know what? You're creating community.
Yes.
For people that might not have, like you said, might not have community because they do like to be by themselves or they do like to be with their own frequency of people or doing what they love to do. They don't want to go out and, you know, get shit-faced or whatever it is and go to bars. They want to just connect with people that are doing what they're doing and talk about what they're doing because they're excited about what they're doing. And so, like, you're giving people this great community to do that in a safe space. I love that you're keeping it positive. You know, that's on brand for me. Yeah. I'm so, so excited and proud of you and just so happy that you're sharing like your entrepreneur stuff here with everybody. And go follow Bookin' a Chai. And thanks so much for being here. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Lainey. I appreciate it.
All right. See you guys here next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you would like to connect on a more personal level, head over to MeredithWillits.com or on Instagram at Meredith with a Y. For behind-the-scenes footage and outtakes, please subscribe and come back each week for more Meredith with a Y. Thanks again for listening. Cheers.